Practice number 3, breathing. Since breathing happens automatically, it's easy to not think about it. But there's a big difference between the shallow, rapid kind and the slow, deep kind. Deepening your breathing opens your body, alleviates pain, relaxes you, promotes circulation, and slows down a stressed mind. Shallow breathing does the opposite. There are a few reasons people get in the habit of shallow breathing. Let's take a look at the most common. 1. Poor posture is probably the worst culprit. When you sit hunched over a desk, computer, or phone, your abdomen gets compressed, your shoulders round forward, your chest caves in, and your neck cranes forward. Check out your posture right now as you're listening to this. How, in this moment, can you improve it? Besides hindering the breath, poor posture is a major cause of muscle strain, and it probably impairs digestion and other organ functions as well. Good posture is essential to healthy physical structure, and as we allow space in the cavities of the body, the breath naturally deepens. So lift yourself up, your mood will improve, you'll look more attractive, and your body will feel better. 2. Another source of restricted breathing is modern humans' tendency to suck in our bellies. We think a flat abdomen is attractive, so if we've got some extra insulation here, we may try to hide it by habitually contracting our abs. It's impossible to breathe deeply while doing this. The third reason for shallow breathing is as an unconscious response to stress. When we resist unpleasant thoughts, feelings, and circumstances, there's often a physical expression of this resistance, which occurs as some form of clenching or tightening of the body. The diaphragm doesn't rise and fall freely. Perhaps our chest or abdomen becomes constricted, and the breath is confined to just the very top of the lungs. It's as if, in an effort to avoid experiencing the unpleasantness, we're unconsciously keeping it compartmentalized in a small area. Of course, this doesn't actually improve either our circumstances or the way we're feeling. If anything, by restricting our breathing as a response to unpleasant thoughts or circumstances, we compound and prolong the unpleasantness. There's a principle in Eastern medicine that could help so many people. The mind follows the breath. What this means is that when your breathing is shallow and rapid, your mind tends to race and constantly chew on the same thoughts. When your breath is slow and deep, you access space more easily, the mind becomes tranquil, and your thoughts slow down. You'll also notice that this phenomenon works in the opposite direction. When your mind is agitated or processing a lot of data, your breath will get fast and shallow. And when you're peaceful, you're naturally breathing more deeply. So if you notice that you're anxious, slowing and deepening your breath will help. For this purpose, we find that lengthening the exhale, making it longer than the inhale, usually works even better. As a general practice, we encourage you to focus more on the depth than the length of the breath. That is, try to bring the breath deeply into your body. Imagine the pelvis as a bowl that you're filling with the breath. Feel your hips open from the inside as your lower abdomen expands. The rate should be slow, but if you focus too much on making your breath very long, it can easily become forced. Keep it natural. We have a free deep breathing audio meditation available for you at www.thewelllifebook.com/resources.
The structure, sweetness, and space of healthy breathing. A single deep breath, given the total focus of your attention, can dramatically change how you feel. It creates mental space and opens up physical space within the body. The constant rhythm of the breath can be understood as a form of structure that's with you throughout your entire life. And when you become a connoisseur of the breath, it's a free, inexhaustible form of sweetness.
To mindfully incorporate proper breathing into your day, start with a few minutes of deep breathing each morning and night, plus a few moments of tuning into your breath throughout the day. If this isn't possible at first, just try 10 deep breaths once a day. Or even better, make yourself a reminder, such as an alarm on your phone or computer, or place stickers in your home, car, and office, and each time the alarm goes off or you see one of these stickers, take a moment for a deep breath.